another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
I know, Sharon, you feel the same way about this that I do. I think I would rather pick up the phone and talk to somebody rather than having a conversation with somebody in text. I don't mind quick text back and forth to say, hey, I'm almost there, thumbs up, you know, a couple little heart emojis or something for my wife. But if it requires a conversation, pick up the phone. And the younger generation don't get that, right? All their communication is in instant messaging or on text or whatever they happen to be using to talk to one another.
And it's so inefficient. If you're trying to make arrangements for something and you're going back and forth, just pick up the phone because you'll get done in 30 seconds. Otherwise, it'll take you 30 minutes to get through, you know, texting back and forth. The other thing that I hate about texting, a little pet peeve of mine, is you know how some people always want to have the last word?
Mm-hmm.
So you make an array or you do whatever and it's like, okay, I'll see you in five. And they're always like, okay, or like, you don't need the okay. We've made the plan. You don't need to okay it or just that last text. You know, you put your phone down, you think you're done with the conversation, then you beep and it beeps again. I hate that. It drives me mental.
I know. It's almost like you have to get in the last word or something like that. And the other thing, you have no idea how to judge emotion when it comes to text or email, which is what most people get in trouble for because the tone comes off
a little
aggressive or whatever. This is a great question for Siri, ready?
Okay, yeah. Do you want me to ask her or you ask her?
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
Siri, what do you think about texting versus calling?
I can't stand people who only use their phone for text messaging.
Thank you.
Will waste half of your day firing thousands of messages at your phone only to find out what you are up to later, and odds are that is nothing. Hey dummies, how about this? Pick up your phone and use it for what it was invented for. To have a conversation with someone using your mouth and talking, and not your thumbs typing. This should be the rule. If your text message is more than two sentences, pick up the phone and call the person. Nobody has time to be scrolling through your long-ass text messages to try to figure out what you are trying to say.
Gee, don't you love it when she agrees with us? Because it doesn't happen all the time.
It does not happen, but it's magic when it does.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.